Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy wonderful Thursday to all of you in Kansas City on this wonderful, wonderful morning. Slept good last night. Big day yesterday. Round one of four of mulching leaves in the yard.
God.
It has begun.
Now. Yeah, it's like you get it done and then you look back and the whole yard is covered again with the leaves, especially after that windy day that we had 2 days ago, you know, blew a lot of them out of the trees. Yeah. So you do it in fours, you said?
Fours. So I don't have like all my trees haven't really shedded yet. Yesterday, which you'd be surprised. So yesterday was just basically mow them all up, mulch them all up, get them all spread out. And then obviously the rain will come, knock a bunch down. Then we'll go out there and start bagging it and getting into it. But yeah, yesterday was just one of those like, just get the big ones chomped up and kind of blow them around and get them, you know.
Get them going. Get them going.
Fertilize the yard.
Yeah, that's what they like to tell you, right? Yes, get them back into that ground. Mulch it, Dusty. Mulch those leaves back in. So yeah, today's like the last nice day for about a week that we're going to see here. It's supposed to be miserable tomorrow and through the weekend and everything. So if you got your yard work, you need to get it done. It's got to be done today.
Going
to
get folly.
Gonna get
Farfalle out there. Pasta, by the way, bow tie, fancy name for it. But yeah, it is that season, man. I'm excited for it because it's hoodies and chilies and all that sort of stuff, type of weather. But speaking of food and speaking of sports, did you guys see Joe Flacco's press
I love
conference?
It. Yeah, it was great, right?
So good.
I tell people all the time. I mean, I used to see guys sitting at a bar by themselves or, you know, just sitting by themselves eating and grabbing a little meal. And I'm like, man, I feel so bad for that guy. Like, you almost want to go join him. And now I realize, like, that dude was in heaven. and not to say that that's obviously not what I want. I'd rather be at home sitting at the dinner table with my kids and hearing what the hell they were talking about all day. But if you have to do it, then you might as well take advantage of it. So, you know, just little things like that.
I thought that was interesting because obviously I sent you guys the text and I was like, well, you know, I've been trying to tell you this for years. It's not actually bad, you know, sitting there, have a nice dinner, because I think both sides can be right in this, because basically the way this started was Flacco went to Cincinnati, he was in Cleveland, and this is like the first year, I believe, his family and kids didn't travel with him. He's like, I just want to keep my kids where they're at, keep their
routine
normal.
Which is the right thing to do, you know? The kids are probably in that age where they got the friends and the sports, and you just let them go.
And they're, you know, they do all that, and they're like, but, you know, how is life? Have you been recognized out in Cincinnati yet? Like, I don't know how you wouldn't recognize Joe Flacco, 6'7", you know, just a monster of a man, which... I was having a weird sidebar conversation. I don't know, outside of Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco, who spins it sexier. Like, Mahomes throws it, right? Allen throws it. Like, they're all, like, arm. But, like, when I watched Flacco just carve up Pittsburgh the other night, the just tight spin and the flick of that wrist.
I understand what you're saying. I get that.
And Rodgers was that peak where he would just roll out. And it was just like a little like, blip,
yeah,
and it would just
aesthetically pleasing.
Very.
I think like, the answer's Rodgers though.
Yeah, I think it was sexy. And like Flacco has that where
for sure effortless.
Yeah, like Peyton's balls were ugly. Here we are. Mahomes doesn't throw a very pretty ball all the time either. Like every once in a while, you'll see the slow mo of like I think it was in Cleveland a couple years ago when Travis caught the touchdown between like the two arms, and like you could just see it like whistling in there. But
I wonder how much of that though is because you slowed it down and you get to see that, because you're right about that. A lot of the times you see it like wobbling and like that doesn't look that tight, but when you see it in real time, it looks great.
And they show those Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, you know, just spin balls, and they're just like you can see that seam. Just like I don't know why that's a nerdy sports thing, but I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine about that. But you look at this Flacco situation. I thought it was kind of like, I don't know, personal for like a lot of people can relate to this, because I think a lot of our listeners, at least I know a lot of them, are family men, family women that have kids. You guys are both in relationships, married, two kids, engaged, eventually probably will have kids. And obviously me, no kids, no family, no nothing. But I can also say that when I hear my friends talk or I go hang out with my friends, their kids are around, I'm like, that's kind of cool your kids do that. Like I got a buddy whose daughter is a stud and she's just an athlete. She's, you know, it's fun to hear him talk about how, you know, they're in volleyball right now. And right now the transition is we're done with the underhand serve. We're going to overhand. Mm-hmm. And if you can overhand serve at 8 years old in volleyball, massive advantage. His daughter can do it. And my buddy Brian talks about it all the time. He's like, yeah, like in practice. Okay. Last week you got 5 over. Now we're going to try to get 7. And you hear that and you're like, man, that'd be cool to be like a coach dad. Or like, you know, even though you say like, oh, soccer practice, boy, it'd be awesome. But in the same point.
No, it is awesome.
There's also the point of having of like, man, Dusty can literally just like go down to the local restaurant, sit at a bar, have a couple brews, eat dinner in peace, not be judged, not be told like what's on the agenda. But like, it can be both.
It can be. And I will say that because there's a couple of things that I want to touch on from that one. You know, seeing your kids have success and do their thing, there's nothing better in life. I never realized what that was like until you watch, right? It's the coolest thing ever to watch them grow, to watch them mature,
and
to watch some of you in them. Yeah, hopefully less, you know. But my oldest is very much like me. Like, we went to dinner last night and my wife's like, you two just gang up on me every single time we're together. I go, yeah.
High five.
That's right. Exactly. I know that's kind of, you know, kind of been our thing. It's our bonding thing. But, you know, just watching them have success, watching them do their sports, watching them do what they love, watching them go through sometimes trouble and kind of coaching them through that and helping them through, you know, some tough situations. And so it really is. It's awesome being a father. I wouldn't trade it for anything. Like today we got, you know, boys JV soccer. Watch my daughter cheerlead. I'll be sitting out there at ODAC watching the cheerleaders, me and like 5 other parents. And we're sitting there watching the cheerleaders. Don't care about the game. You're watching your kid and you smile every time because it's just so enjoyable to watch. And the other thing that about eating alone, my youngest daughter, every time she sees somebody at a restaurant alone, she starts crying and she feels really, really bad. And she's like, oh my God, I want to go up and talk to that person. I feel bad, especially if they're old. And I get that way too. I was kind of that way as a kid. I would see an old person eating and I would always be like, oh my God, I feel so bad. And then as you get older and you start to realize like maybe that's that person's 20 minutes of peace for the day and they get the opportunity to do that. And they just need that 20 minutes, 25 minutes alone eating a meal. And that's their escape from reality. Because when they leave that restaurant, it's back to the 3 kids. It's back to your wife. It's back to work. It's back to all that stuff. And some people do kind of just look forward to that and being by themselves. I'm not a go out by myself guy, but I do like my alone time. Like that 1 to 3 p.m. spot for me is before the kids get home and before everything starts taking off for the night. That's the sweet spot. I need those 2 hours. I am an introvert by nature. And I was having the conversation with Dusty the other day. He's like, you're all right. I'm like, yeah, it's just this introvertedness that I have that I need to get kind of going in the morning. And sometimes I'm down. And sometimes I go through a little bit of depression as well. And I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat anything for anybody. I'll live my life on the air all I want and tell everybody, you know, I deal with the mental struggle every day like everybody else does. It's not easy, right? And so I heard Joe Flacco say that. I'm like, he just needed 20 minutes of peace and quiet, man. I totally understand that.
Yeah, it always reminds me of the quote from Something About Mary, where he's like, you have a beautiful wife and kids. Well, Jesus Christ, Ted, if you love him so much, take him.
but it's true. As much as you love your wife and your kids and all that, everybody needs that bit of break. Everybody needs that alone time to recharge that social meter. And I've found out more about who I am over the last couple of years than I've ever had in my entire life. Like, it took me 45 years to realize I am an introvert. I am. I going into a room with a lot of people in there, I'm like, oh, God, it's not a great thing for me, right? This is my outlet. This is the ability for me to relieve that introverted pressure. And so I think there are more people like that, especially people who perform like football players. There are a lot of guys that are just very quiet and people are like, is that guy a jerk? No, he's just exhausted, man. Like, he's out there performing and playing sports and doing all that kind of stuff. The last thing he wants to do is go off the field and continue that kind of performance as well. And so God love Joe Flacco for making it okay for everybody to just kind of hang out by themselves for a while.
Yeah, especially as the QB, like, you know us, when we're on radio, we're on. You know, you got to be on for those. He's the quarterback at practice. He's on. He's the leader during the game. Like, he's the guy. So, yeah, it makes sense, man. You got to value your alone time.
I think moral of the story, to go back to Joe Flacco, is I think I'm a fan of Joe Flacco.
I am, too.
I think he's just a dude. Like, and I think at times, like, we get blinded by these athletes, right, where we see, oh, these athletes are in a different world. Like last night, Scataboo's in New York wearing the Brunson jersey. And I'm like, I bet that guy just slayed last night in Madison Square Garden. Whereas like Joe Flacco, you're like, he was starstruck by Ja'Marr Chase. He was
he was
self-deprecating, just being like, I didn't know what plays they were calling. I was just going to be like, oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. I'll just make sure that number one's open. I'll throw him the ball 17 times.
So let me ask you, is that a problem? Why are we making things harder in the NFL?
Overthinking.
And then there he is sounding like a dad at the podium like, yeah, you know, my kids and my wife are there. I love them. I miss them. I'd love to be there at dinner. But, damn, dude, every once in a while, a couple beers and a meal by myself is pretty damn nice.
Yes, it
dude.
Is. It's pretty nice.
Somebody says, I have 6 kids and a wife. I trade them all for a pack of cigarettes.
6 is a lot, brother. Like that. Oh, 3's a lot, man. 3's a lot.
Well, it's funny, too, because one of my buddies, he has 5 kids. And he'll out everyone. He does a daddy-daughter date with all of them, like, or the ones that are old enough. And he'll take one out. He'll be like, he'll come over and, you know, hit the garage. He'll be like, man, I'll tell you what. Just having one of the kids is so much easier.
And I'm
like,
oh, it is.
Yeah, dude. It's like, but
I'm doing that this weekend with my oldest. We're flying to Denver to eat In-N-Out Burger because she said she was craving it. And I'm like, well, we actually have a free day. And look, I've been emotional since, you know, I don't know when. I got 2 years left, dude. You know, like I got 2 years left with my oldest. I've got 3 years left with my youngest. And that time is going fast. And I'm having a very difficult time dealing with that. And so my daughter said, I'm craving In-N-Out Burger. I got on the, you know, the United's website. I'm like, all right, fine. Round trip's pretty cheap to go in and out for the day to Denver. Don't have to get a hotel. We're going to go eat In-N-Out Burger and fly back. I mean, like those are the type of things. So your friend's saying that story, that's awesome. You do that, those one-on-one things. And we've kind of done that this week. We took my youngest to Maloney's for dinner on Monday, where she's going to be working when she turns 15. Took my oldest last night to Nick the Greek, which is a fantastic place. Just that kind of that one-on-one time is so very, very important.
We tried to tell you when Mahomes was plus 1,000 to take him for MVP, right? Now he's plus 25. We said the same thing about Wembanyama.
40 points last night. My goodness. He was the bigs are back, baby.
He was plus 1,000 when we were doing the show yesterday for MVP. Mac, do you remember what I told you what he is this morning?
Hey, plus 300.
Oh, that's my God, it dropped that much. That's like Chiefs odds, dudes. Like seriously. Oh, Daniel's not playing 11 and a half, Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly.
In fact,
that guy's Wimby's better than I thought.
He has same odds right now as Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
Plus 300.
A 3-time MVP.
Yeah,
the 22
who plays tonight.
Yes.
But I mean, Wemby's, I mean.
Oh, dude, it was
never
nuts.
Seen anything like it. It's like Shohei.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's similar.
It's very similar. Even with Shohei, at least you have a Babe Ruth, like something, even though it's ancient to go back. Like, there is nothing that we've seen like Wemby
ever.
Will
he be better than Giannis?
I think he has a.
If he stays healthy, I worry about his, you know, he's so thin.
If he stays healthy, he has a chance to be the greatest.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Better than Jordan?
I truthfully believe that.
I think Biggs and guards, Joey.
You judge them differently? Is that what you're saying?
I think they're two different classes.
Well, they're playing the same sport.
That's fair.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
We don't judge quarterbacks and running backs the same way.
Yeah, or pitchers and batters.
And pitchers and hitters the same way. I don't disagree. I like kind of separating that out a little bit.
There's responsibilities are different, I would say. I would say guard and center's a lot, especially in today's NBA, it's very fluid. But
which is why the NBA is very entertaining right now. We've had two nights of it, and I've been locked in.
I think Cooper Flagg should go back to college.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.